When rebuilding the herd, quality must be the focus. For the Angus industry, business has been very good recently. Casey Jentz, Chief Operating Officer at the American Angus Association, said they currently have 80% market share in the commercial space. And he added, if Angus ranchers could produce more product, they'd sell more.
The demand is there. People are willing to pay for a really good, high quality protein, and so as cattle producers, we need to keep that in mind. And if we can produce it, we've been able to sell it.
Jentz said focusing on good genetics over the years has led to a great product, and that focus on genetics will be key as the industry tries to rebuild the national herd. Jentz says it's important commercial Angus producers put the best cattle in the herd.
We have programs like our GMAX Advantage program, which is genetic testing for our commercial Angus producers, and to be able to use that and utilize that to rebuild that cow herd and make sure we're doing that with great females that can produce for the long haul. The other part of that is from our commercial producer standpoint, using our Angus Link feeder calf program and really differentiating those genetics in the marketplace, using that Angus scorecard to be able to give confidence to those feedlot guys that are buying those feeder cattle and know that they're not just buying a black hided calf, they're buying a calf that has the ability to grow and be able to hit those specs on the rail and hit that prime product so they can get paid a premium as well.
Jentz added that from the association's perspective, it's key that producers are profitable now and into the future. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the AgriPlex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM, or listen live on KDHNradio.com.